Second parak of Maaseh Sheni, first Mishnah. We are now starting halachas of what to do with Maaseh Sheni. So obviously Maaseh Sheni primarily is set aside for eating. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Maaseh Sheni nitan la'achila u'lishtiyah u'lisicha. You can eat it, use it for eating, drinking, and also smearing, but there's certain limitation even for that. Lechel dovah shadaka lechel. Something that's normally eaten, you can eat. Losos dovah shadaka losoch. And to smear, what is normally used for smearing. So oil is used for smearing, but you can't take other foods and smear them, because that's considered that you're just damaging it. We saw this idea in previous Mishnayos, Gavi Trumas also. So yosuch yain v'chomis. Should not smear on himself wine and vinegar of Maaseh Sheni, because that's not their normal use. That's not their normal use. And the stuff is a shemen, but it is olive oil of Maaseh Sheni, then he can smear on himself. That was considered normal use. In the fast of shemesh of Maaseh Sheni, you should not use the oil of Maaseh Sheni and put it together with all kinds of spicy leaves and the like, spicy roots, because it gets absorbed into these leaves and roots, and much of the oil will be lost, some people say. Some of the Mephoshim explained the pshat is that oil definitely generally was used as is. It wasn't used with different spices, and therefore you're transforming it, which, from something which is at a normal use to having a not so normal use. And that's also offset. We say even if you have money of Maaseh Sheni, you can buy food with it, but you shouldn't buy this oil that has these herbs in the oil, because that was, like you said before, it was not used by the average person, and you're only allowed to buy food which is used by the average person with Maaseh Sheni money. But wine, you're allowed to put spices in the wine, because that's considered normal behavior to have a spiced up wine. He has wine of Maaseh Sheni, and honey and spices were put into it, and now it's worth more. So let's say the original jug of wine was worth 10 shekel, and now after he came into it, it's worth 15 shekel. So now you want to redeem it. So how much of this 15 shekel do we assume is from the Maaseh Sheni, and how much do we assume is from these other things? So we say Ashvach Lefi Cheshvan, that we make a Cheshvan of let's say the wine was originally worth twice as much as the honey, so we also look at the Shvach, that two parts of the Shvach is from the wine and one part is from the spices. Same idea. A dogim shenishbash lo im kaf loytoy shel Maaseh Sheni v'shpicha. Fish, which is not chayv Maaseh Sheni, that's cooked together with some type of onion of Maaseh Sheni, and also went up in value. Also a shvach l'fi cheshbon, the same thing. We make a cheshbon of how much came into this initial mixture of Maaseh Sheni in relation to the fish, and the amount that went up in price is also split between the two. Yishu shel Maaseh Sheni shofar v'shpiach. If you have a dough of Maaseh Sheni, you baked it, and now the dough is worth more than the bread. Then we say the whole shvach goes to Maaseh Sheni. We don't say that part of the shvach was from the wood that was used to fire the oven, because the rule is that if the shvach was because there was a mixture of something else into my food, then the shvach was chiveshman. Then we say the raise in value is a mixture of the two things, and if the price went up, let's say we said before from 10 to 15, so it's possible that only 13 out of the 15 we treat as Maaseh Sheni. But something which nothing went into the thing itself, like bread that was baked, so the dough was originally worth 10, now it's worth 15. When you want to redeem this bread, you have to redeem the entire 15.